All right, let's go. Ayo, we're three hot guys sharing our opinions because we're special and different. Gold medals, we're winning. Can't help it if we're burdened by our intellect. You can play checkers while we pretend we know the rules to chess. The council has spoken, and we are the chosen. Your nose is broken because I broke it.
Ouch, this sucks.
And welcome back to another episode of Will of the Council. I'm your host, Joseph. We've got Jordan in the booth.
Hi.
We've got Danny in a call asking me to come to Romania with him.
Yeah, you would never abandon me, right, Joseph? Especially after all the time you've helped me, right?
How long is the plane ride after all? And of course, we've got Becky on the ones and twos. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, good. Stressed. Planning for a trip.
Yep. No, me too. So, all right.
Yeah, I'm going on a trip too. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, where are you going?
Peeps is going to the faraway land of Chadistan. He is going to be with his people.
Yep. True. Yep. Yep.
Chadistan is so good.
And Danny is going to...
I'm going to Germany. I'm going to drink a lot of beer. So that'll be fun.
So nice.
Going to Germany, huh?
Yeah. Be a good time.
I hope you don't pick up anything. And I hope you don't pick up any tactics to be employed against
what
me.
What does that even mean?
What does that even mean? Well, you know, one of us maybe had a bad experience in Germany about 100 years ago, Danny.
Okay.
Oh my God. You gotta stop.
While Peeps goes to refresh his, you know, love for the Nazi regime, surely you're not going to visit another member of the Axis of Evil, right, Danny?
Uh-oh. Thing uh-oh. But Japan. Here I come.
Oh, man. What the fuck? So you all are just taking the Will of the Council money and using it to fund these extravagant trips to overseas locations, huh?
Yes.
Apparently.
Don't they know this?
Powers.
I can't believe you're using the money on lavish vacations, whereas I've been using it to fund outside agitation on college campuses. I
knew you bought that bike lock.
It was my bike lock, dude. What do we want to talk about today? Do we have something less depressing than the state of the world?
Can we talk about Andrew Tate and Aiden Ross and how gay they are for each other?
They're gonna die.
Okay, one of them's dead. So for the listeners at home, the jokes that we're referencing is some sort of, I think it was like on Kick or whatever, Aiden was streaming. And it was on a call with Andrew Tate, and Andrew Tate is like acting like a robot. And he's like, come to Romania. You know, just like,
yeah, he's got like
I don't even
the TikTok
NPC
voice.
Hey guys, come to Romania. It's the evil SpongeBob voice, like, hello, Aiden Ross. Why don't you come to Romania? It's so strange. It is really strange.
He's gonna kill him. What's happening. He literally looks like he's gonna attack.
Let's say Aiden Ross and Andrew Tate, I would say probably the two smartest men currently living. Genius level intellect.
Definitely. The greats
of our
time.
If they fight, I mean, who is coming out on top? Because Andrew Tate is like, he's like ripped in the way that people are ripped in like bodybuilding like competitions, where like he's ripped, but like probably has not drank water in like a year.
Yeah,
whereas
Aiden
Ross has like the classic streamer physique, you know?
Yes.
For example, Andrew Tate like punched him a bunch of times in the head. I don't think it would even register, right? He's like, he's only got a couple brain cells rattling around in there. I think his durability is off the charts.
Yeah, just from pure stupidity.
Yeah.
There's no more concussions for the brain to take. Like, it won't do anything.
So empty up there. Well, I want to make a disclaimer that when I said that they're gay, that's not like a bad thing. I say it only because some people might not have the context. The relationship between Andrew Tate and Aiden Ross is like weirdly homosexual in nature. In that, like, Aiden Ross will do weird things, like, I don't know, he like sniffed Tate's chair once and like has a ton of calls like
hate
this.
To,
and
hate
you're
to
like,
rain on
what
your
are,
parade.
What's going on?
These people, you know, all of these people are just golems of the algorithm. Like, they do what is demanded them by chat. And the reason I think he sniffed the seat has nothing to do with his personal feelings or inclinations, as much as he even has those anymore. and everything to do with a bunch of people in chat were like, sniff the chair. And he was like, yes, sir, I will sniff the chair.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, but that might be missed on people, yeah. Right? Like, we get it because, you know,
I'll
we
do whatever chat tells the chat me room to. Of-
yeah. Oh, my God. Gifted subs? All right. Yeah. I'll eat. I'll
I've eaten like
swallow
two
a dildo
full
or
cans
something.
Of beans at this point, you know? Like-
yeah. No, I hate that the world is arranged in such a way that like my options are I can either get invested in this awful thing that's happening in the world and the subsequent police response, and or I can get invested in the life and times of the two most idiotic morons in the world. Those are my options.
Yeah, it's rough out there. We can talk about Challengers.
Oh yes, we can.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
What is the only thing I know about this movie is the screenshot that everybody knows, which is Zendaya getting kissed on the neck by two dudes at the same time or whatever. Like, what is this movie even about? Does anyone know?
I thought it was
know?
About the space shuttle, right?
You gotta shut up, bro. I hate
right?
you.
Right? Am I wrong?
No. I can't tell if you're being serious.
I can't even join in on that bit because, like, I don't know. No. All I've seen about this movie is the fucking Zendaya screenshot.
It's about tennis. Can you believe that shit?
Oh, wow. What?
What?
Yes. The guys in the... I've seen the trailer too many times because it's like... It was massively marketed everywhere. But like these two best friends from like childhood into high school are like competing for a tennis competition and they're in a doubles match. Yeah. And they meet Zendaya, right? Mm-hmm. And I think her name is like Tashi. And yeah, obviously you've seen it, Jordan, and probably Joseph, yeah. Where they like kiss her on the neck at the same time. Now, and then it gets complicated, right? And she gives them like a choice, like whoever wins this gets to be my boyfriend or whatever. And like, I think when they were high schoolers. And so one of them does win and does like get with her and they kind of like split off from being friends. And, you know, then it like kind of time skips to them being kind of adults. One of them is like a professional tennis player. The other is like a professional, like whatever. And, you know, ensuing drama happens. Right. Mm-hmm. That's the basic thing I can give you. Like, the, you know, she stays with one of the guys, but he's like not that great to her, whatever. I don't know. I don't know the details. But for some reason on r/ we're back to Reddit, r/ Bill Simmons, the people on r/ Bill Simmons, which I believe is just like, he's a sports guy, yeah. Right? He's an ESPN dude.
Yeah.
Someone on the subreddit was just like, hey, any of you see Challengers? And they started talking about their own homoerotic experiences with their friends Reddit. Because in the movie, you don't see this in the trailers, but they kiss Zendaya on the neck, but then the boys kiss each other.
Yeah, I mean.
And so they're like in a, yeah, you're like,
and?
So?
What's the problem? Yo, okay, let's read a couple of these posts. We do have them. I had a male friend I used to masturbate with. We didn't touch each other, but we do it simultaneously while in the same bed. Not my suggestion, but his. I was like, sure, why not? Sure, why not? You know,
I mean, that's just dudes being dudes with each other. You know, you ever just
you
want to
jerk each other off? Whoa, no, I'm not gay. Well, let me rephrase that. Next, we're gonna jerk off individually next to each other. Oh yeah, for sure. Why not?
Yeah.
All right, hold up.
I don't get it.
There was nothing like acting gay with your boys in high school. Okay, first off, you know, a true gay maxer never stops. I had a girlfriend at the time. But sometimes I think back to some of the things me and the boys did, and I used to think, man, maybe we were all gay. I love this because, like, when I talk to people about half of people are like, oh, yeah, like, we would, like, talk about, like, hitting on each other all the time, and I'm like, hey, yeah, totally. And other people will be like, yeah, we had sex. And it was like, was it like a joke or a bit? And it's like, you know.
I love my husband. I love him very much. That's what it feels
like.
The
movie whipped so much ass. But to answer the question, yes, my friends and I did all sorts of homoerotic stuff through college. And then this last one, I mean, legitimately just describes, like, I can't even describe it. Like,
it's so
when
good.
I was younger, I played college basketball. And when I was a rookie, I was warned of the practice. When I inquired about it, all the older guys snickered. It turns out the practice was the last practice before Xmas break. It was held when the school was closed at an early hour. It was a free throw shooting contest where every time you missed, you have to take off a piece of clothing in front of all the players and coaches. Each guy would have to go up to the line one at a time while the entire team watched, shouted, wave their dicks to try and make you miss. As the practice unfolded, more and more clothing was taken off, so by the end, you were shooting free throws near the end of the practice and had four guys in front of you bent over shaking their spread asshole at you. I'm bi, so it was an interesting and complex range of emotions. I think some of the people involved in this should be in prison?
Jail?
Prison.
Like, okay,
players.
I was like,
and
players,
coaches?
That's gross. Coaches?
Huh? What?
Huh?
Wow. That shit is crazy. My jaw is like on the floor. I can't believe, you know what? Never mind. I can believe that people would force fucking people to do this shit. It's so, oh,
it's
my
gross
God.
For sure.
It's tradition. Yeah. It's tradition to be like, almost
a
like pedophile.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
so,
like,
yeah. I mean, yeah,
college.
Yeah. I mean,
still, we're just.
It is crazy that in America, every single person in America has like a story about a creepy gym teacher. It's like, really, every person in America?
Yes.
That's crazy. Every single one. It's like, yeah.
My favorite is the replies in the tweet where someone was like, you know, in parentheses, Rosillo, which I believe is someone else probably on the ESPN team or whatever. You know, there's an age where you do stuff like this and it's fun. It's a laugh. It isn't gay. And then Simmons responds, well, let's do this. Top six bisexual experiences. Go.
That's fun. For me, it'd be YCS Raleigh, YCS Vegas, YCS Hartford. All right. Everyone ready for the posts?
Yeah, let's do it.
Weird
let's
start
it.
To this one. And it's going to be a weirder episode as well. Oh, God. I just don't know which one to start. I do know which one to start with. You all know what we're going to start with. This comes from r/relationship advice. 23 hours old. This is under a day old.
Fresh.
My 24F boyfriend, 25M, looks at photos of other naked women during sex. Is this something we can work through?
My head just like fell. Like, you know, when you're just like, you're tired and you just let your head fall, you know, because you just can't hold it up anymore from the weight of the world. Yeah, that's what just happened to me after you read
this. So how
did
we find this one? Well, one of our dear viewers told us that we need to start looking not by top upvoted, but by controversial. So today's are going to be the controversial posts. And we're beginning with this one.
Why today?
No. All right.
Oh, my God.
I, 24F, have been dating my boyfriend, 25M, for about a year now. We live together. There have been some issues. Really? I actually find that really hard to stomach. We met at a tennis meet, but our love life for each other has always won.
Tennis!
When it comes to this issue, though, I don't know how we're going to have a healthy sex life. I'm hurt. He has a high sex drive. I do, too. But I've noticed quite a few times when he's behind me, he has his phone in his hand.
No!
Oh, my God!
Man, when the back shots are so boring. These back shots, boring as hell, bro.
Oh, my God, these back shots.
Do we know that he's
family
looking at porn?
Funny back shots moments.
Now listen, as someone who plays a lot of Master Duel, the grind doesn't stop, man. Like, what the fuck? Give me my gems. All right. A lot of guys are scared of making any noise during sex, but I be in the pussy like, oh, why would you ask that, you fucking idiot? All right, here we go. I had a feeling that he was looking at porn, but I didn't want to ruin the moment, so I would just put him out of my mind. I want him to have pleasure, but it bothers me. We're in a monogamous relationship. I don't think about other men that way, only him. I know I'm not the only woman in the world, and I'm fine if he watches porn, but it feels different when we're actually having sex. Oh, yeah?
No
shit. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Like, he'd rather be with someone else and is using me as a fleshlight. There's been times when I accidentally saw his phone during sex or after and saw some random woman's naked photo. Many of them on the Twitter threads he frequents. He's on Twitter.
Oh, my
no,
God.
He's a gooner. Yeah. No.
Gooner alert. Gooning on X.com during sex. Come on. He's done it many times.
No.
I decided today to tell him how worthless and unloved and unattractive it makes me feel. He got really defensive and was yelling at me. He said he didn't have a porn addiction, but the videos he has of us having sex get boring. And on our third round, he needs something extra.
Whoa. What? On our third round? I'm confused.
Wait, so he has videos of them too? Like, oh my. No, he is.
Wait, it would be. I think it would be funnier if he was watching them have sex while having sex.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I thought it was funny that he's like, man, this sex is so boring. I'm going to watch that sex we had yesterday. It rocked.
Oh, for all sad words of tongue and pen, the saddest are these. Baudrillard was right again. He is coming on the map, right? He's in the pussy like, but what if I was watching myself in the pussy? That would be much more...
Yeah.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's so good.
He needs to see himself. Yeah, fucking. Yeah, yeah. He's attracted to himself.
And he can't do the Bateman thing where he like looks in the mirror, but instead he's like, no, I'm attracted to watching us fuck while fucking. That's so good. Also, like the third round, he needs something extra. What is he fucking sideboarding? Like, what are you talking about, dog? It worked the first two times. All right, here we go. I just wish he was present with me during sex because to me, it's a sacred moment for us to connect deeply. He's more than enough for me sexually, but apparently I'm not for him. I'm heartbroken. He decided to delete Twitter. Obvious. Good job.
Okay. Holy shit.
Wow.
First good
okay.
step.
Holy shit.
Everyone listening could probably stand to do that, right?
That's
but
true.
I don't need to do it. I don't have an addiction. He's trying to make it right, but I really don't believe that this won't lead to cheating if he's repressing this desire he has. I feel so used. I want to understand why he did this, and to be fair, but I can't wrap my head around it. I asked him if I did the same how he'd feel, and he admitted it'd be terrible, but he has no idea that it would be disrespectful. I just want to figure out how to get over this. Well, I've got a pretty good possible way to get over it. Leave, go. Don't be here anymore.
Your answer to everything. I can't even say this as a joke. What the fuck?
Okay, look, I'm not going to defend this at all.
No, of course not.
I'm going to be totally honest. Okay. Sure. All right. I don't think you need to leave.
Ooh.
It is fucking weird. It is
bad. I can't wait to hear this one. Yeah, tell me, dog. Tell me.
But, like, maybe he really likes freaky shit, you know? Maybe there's just, like, some unexplored stuff that he could potentially be into that could spice up the bedroom that you might be into,
what
you know?
What if sex was freaky? Then I'd like it.
Dog, can you die? Shut up. Look, I'm getting at, like, I don't know.
I get it. I'm sorry. I'm just
clearly
ripping.
He wants, like, oh God, he sucks so bad. But, like, okay. Also, I want to know, like, did he delete his Twitter account or did he just, like, delete the app off his phone?
Sounds like the app, you know? Right? Delete Twitter? Well,
okay, first off, how are you on your phone at all during sex? What the fuck?
That's the thing.
Right?
I know.
Okay, I'm trying to imagine a position. Do you think he's like, hey, let's do doggy style? Not because he's, like, into it, but he's like, that will give me ample time to grab my phone off the bedside.
To look at my
phone. Let me catch up on my tweets while we're fucking here. Let me... Do you think she knows?
It's so bad.
Like, he's like, get on all fours. And she's like, fuck, he's going to go get Twitter. Jesus Christ.
No, yeah. The phone.
She's like, babe, do you mind if
it's
tonight
bad.
We do a bunch
this
of positions
is...
where I can see where both your hands are? Oh, my God.
This one's not good. It's not good. But if you want it to be, I think it's salvageable. Because, like, maybe he's just a guy that needs a little more excitement, right? And I don't even... Oh God, I'm giving, like, the biggest pass here. But, like, maybe it's not that he doesn't find you attractive enough. It's just that he's trying to stimulate himself even more during sex, right? So, I don't know. All right. Maybe he needs, like, a cock ring.
I hate to be like this. You know, round three, he needs something else to keep going. If that's the case, if you get to a position where you're like, let's go for round three, but I'm going to need something to keep me going, just stop at two. Nothing says you got to do three.
Yeah.
Like, if to make three happen, you got to beat your dick into submission on Twitter.com. That's it. It's over. Two's enough. You're having a lot of sex already.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this guy should talk to the semen retention guy.
It's like matter and antimatter.
No. We can't do this. We got to have our big cummers out there in action.
All right. Big cummers. It was his third time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. What do they do this? Like three times
daily? Do they have
daily?
Like jobs?
God,
like dang, you know. Like, yeah, I was going to say.
That's his job. His job is nutting.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know. This does suck. And like looking at your phone during sex is so unbelievably awful.
But looking
I just
at other people on your phone during sex. Oh.
I don't know, man. I don't want to have the answer for everything be like, just dump him. But like, fuck. This is so awful.
I know. Literally.
Do you have anything else to this, Danny, or is the answer really just dump him?
I guess if this is real and you really love this guy, it is without a doubt you need to set the hardest boundaries of here's the requirements. No more phone during sex, genuinely. And you have to really condition yourself to stop getting like addicted to these kinds of things to spark things up. Because it's just the way endorphins work for anything, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you have too much of anything like that, you'll want more and more spice. You'll need more things. That's why, you know, he maybe could be addicted to porn or you know, whatever, or just like sex in general, just too much of it is. And he's doing it so much that maybe he's getting like he's getting bored of sex because he's doing it too much. Then the endorphins that you normally get are not there, right? So take breaks, like. Quit porn for a bit, like legitimately stop, get help and give yourself the breaks, because as soon as you go back and do it like not as often and without your freaking phone in your hand, it'll feel awesome. So, you know, that's my advice if you really, really want to do it. But I'd be so insulted. If that was happening, I'd be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you serious right now? Get out of here. Get out of my room. Like, get out.
Yeah.
Genuinely. Get out. I do not want to be with someone like this.
Yeah, I hate to be like this. Don't you have any self-respect?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Come on. Not a single ounce for yourself? Get out.
I can't. Yeah. I can't manufacture this in a way. I mean, like, I tried.
I know. No, I know.
But I'm just like,
I appreciate it.
God. I can't even empathize with this guy's, like, position, right? Because it's like
his position's doggy style. He's got to get his daily gems. What if you're fucking just, and then you hear like
he's playing Clash Royale.
You hear like the doo-ding.
Yeah, from Duolingo.
Tuva on there. No, there.
That's the picture of the other woman. Woman is the purple haired girl from Duolingo.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Honestly, wait. Can we talk about how it's kind of impressive that. He's got his phone up the whole time?
Yeah.
How do you do that
Well,
shit?
Okay.
What the fuck? So that's like the whole time?
He's in a sex position where he doesn't actually really need to use his hands.
Yeah, it's doggy style, man. You just got one hand on the back and the other hand on the phone.
Well, yeah, no. I'm not saying it's not a very hard thing to pick up your phone while you're doing doggy style. I'm saying like most of the time you're like super into it, right?
I mean, and so
you're
clearly like not here.
Focused on having sex. Right. Yeah, yeah, except for this guy. But like the whole time? Really? Bro.
Yeah, it's man.
Maybe if you're like trying to like they apparently record videos for each other. So like I get it if you're like making a video for each other, like that's like can be a fun kinky thing you didn't do or whatever.
So funny. But what if he's like, hey babe, let's make a video and then like opens up to him? Oh yeah,
thinking,
just
like,
I can't remember my passcode.
On the real though, this dude, he says it's not porn addiction. I'm sorry, you are probably following a bunch of like, you know, hot models or whatever on Twitter, and that's what he's scrolling, just constantly getting a blast of like naked women all the time when he scrolls social media. Like, you're porn addicted. Even though it's not legitimately pornhub.com porn, you're porn addicted.
Yeah.
Bro, you gotta not be looking at naked people all the time. That's
I don't
my
know. I don't know if like, I would even call this porn addiction. This guy's got something else going on. You gotta work. I will
I
say the number one thing from here is like when she's like, I'm afraid that even though he's given up Twitter, he will cheat because he won't be stimulated enough. And to that I say, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. This guy is not getting pussy elsewhere.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh man, this girl I'm cheating on is so boring. I need Family Guy funny moments.
Yeah. Babe, I don't even really remember the sex. I was catching up on my my animes.
Yeah. Just looking at you watching Dungeon Meshi on the Crunchyroll app.
You're like pounding and you just hear ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's like the intro to the theme song.
Decision time.
Okay. How do we feel about this guy? Is he the asshole? Three, two, one.
Yes.
Bro, I can't believe looking at your phone, scrolling during sex. Oh my God. If I ever, I allow my wife to shoot my brains out. Like, awful. Just,
The council has spoken.
Next one. This comes from AITIH. Again, one day old. This one says, am I the asshole for giving my fiance my ring back because he closed on a house without telling me? Okay, see, this one, this could be like a real problem. Okay. This could be like an issue that like adults have. It doesn't, they don't all have to be, you know, my Subway Surfer boyfriend is, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes there's real
my
people
Temple
on Reddit.
Run boyfriend.
Yeah. Dude, imagine if he was like, I'm sorry, but like, my phone has Flappy Bird, and if I update, it will delete it. So I have to get as much enjoyment out of this game as I can before it's gone forever.
I was trying to think of the funniest game he could be playing.
Doodle Jump,
sex.
Maybe. It's like it'd have to be like a 2006 ass game. Like a
like Cut the Rope,
yeah,
or
like
something.
Mobile Zuma.
Wait, what if it was what if it was one of those like fucking awful like predatory advertised on Twitter
yeah, he's
games like fucking
he's,
Ebony.
What if he's
Ebony.
What if he's walking through the gate that's like +15 and like he's trying to like
Oh my god, have you guys seen those ads for like Ebony and stuff?
Yeah.
They'll do on TikTok now. No, but like they'll have real people advertise it. And they will put women with her feet out to like advertise to people on TikTok to play their app game. And they're like, "What, babe, what game are you playing?" She got her feet out on the sofa like, oh, I'm playing Ebony. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? What the hell?
You know, actually, the ads that they serve you are based on your search history. So, you know,
true.
I've been getting a lot for where like it's a couple and one of the people is playing Ebony while giving back shots to the other. All right, okay. Back to the instant case.
Sorry.
I'll never stop thinking about that post now.
Am I the asshole for giving my fiance my ring back because he closed on a house without telling me? Is the post we're doing. All right. I, 44F, have been with my fiance for about 13 years. We've been engaged for 4, and we have 3 children, 10F, 8F, 3F, together. After a lot of obstacles and 2 periods before our engagement where we decided to not officially break up but take a break from each other, we finally have a wedding date that was supposed to be for this June. My fiance has a lot of baggage from his childhood and doesn't do well with frustration. He's a self-proclaimed avoidant introvert.
Oh, brother. What does that even mean?
This is so Gen X.
What's your MBTI, peeps? Are you an INTJ? Are you an ENFP?
I think it's an ENFJ or an ENTJ, one of the two.
You know, that makes perfect sense to me.
I think I'm INTJ.
Are you actually INTJ?
I think.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Danny does have the INTJ.
Yeah, he does.
I have the one where they have the little, I think it's like the little wizard on the website, on the 16 personalities website. I literally
when
can't
you
remember.
When you like go outside, is there like a HUD?
Oh yeah, I'm like Tony Stark. Wait, or is that not like
you're
everyone?
An incha. All right.
Oh, not everybody views the world that way.
Anyway, a self-proclaimed avoidant introvert with ADHD.
Insane sentence.
I also have childhood issues where my parents always made me feel guilty about how much I cost and would never give me any money to get new shoes. What the fuck?
What? Wait, so this is the woman. The woman saying this, right? Okay.
Are we trauma dumping in this post? I mean, this does suck, but...
Sorry to hear that. Let's get back on topic here.
Yeah, let's stay on topic here.
Come on.
I work as a front desk agent in a hotel. I used to work as a member of a concierge staff at a condo. My fiance is the main breadwinner in our household, and I never felt comfortable sharing my struggles because he was so perfect at everything. My fiance talked throughout our relationship about buying a home and investing in a fixer-upper. He works for a real estate investment firm.
Oh, brother. Oh, my God.
But long story short, a year and a half ago, I needed to file for bankruptcy. I was dealing with having creditors overdrafting my accounts and Discover suing me. So I decided the responsible thing to do was file. It caused a lot of tension, but he said he didn't want to back out of the wedding because he didn't want our daughters to think he gave up when things were hard. However, we hit another bad period after he found out our credit union denied my application for an account due to a checks systems report. He's told me that we will still own a house together someday, but that family home won't be for another 4 to 5 years. 3 weeks ago, he breaks it to me that he has been in the process of closing on a property. It's a duplex, but many people use half a duplex as a family home and own it with their spouse. He admits he would have wanted my name on it before the bankruptcy. I was furious, but instead of being sorry, he said that if we wanted this to work, he needed me to verbally affirm I understood and accepted why he didn't involve me in this purchase. Folks, don't fuck lawyers. Do not fuck lawyers. I was speechless and I walked away. It was a huge breach of trust. Lawyers. And I don't think it's unreasonable to say I deserve a better man than someone who'd do that. If he really loved and trusted me, like he said in therapy, he wouldn't have done this. I gave him the ring back out of anger. I regret doing that now, but after another fight, he refused to even tell me what he did with the ring. I told him I deserve better than a man who shut his partner out of finances and gets so cold after a fight. I told him to leave the house for a while, but he just moved back in. Yet he said he wants us to tell the girls the wedding is off and that he's here to ease the transition and offered to pay the rent until the lease is up, but we'll find somewhere else for him to stay. Am I the asshole for our reaction?
Oh my God.
Wow.
All right.
I do want to state at the outset, I think it is very easy to, as we are wont to do, reading a Reddit post where someone has massaged the post as best they can, to come down super hard on the husband. But I kind of understand his behavior here. Like, this woman has, like, miserably bad credit, so bad that they are not able to open a joint account. Like, I want to be like, pool your finances, you're about to get married, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But they can't do that. She doesn't have the ability to do that because the credit union denied her application. So he's purchasing a house, his name is on it, and he's like, listen, I've got a house for us and the family. I'm sorry I couldn't really get your input on this, but you have no money. This is like a really crazy situation all around.
Yeah, it is insane for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like I can't be like, well, the guy should have dumped her because she's poor and has debt. Yeah. You know, that's just
no,
awful.
Certainly not.
Like, can't say that. Right. You know, God, this is hard to navigate. Some people are not good with money. Okay. And in the beginning of this post, she goes off and says, like, relays this trauma about like childhood issues where her parents made her feel guilty about how much it cost, never gotten good new shoes.
Yeah. They both clearly have baggage about this.
Right. One thing that she mentions is that, yes, I have been in very therapy about this. I'm assuming that she means, yes, I have been in very much therapy mm-hmm. about this. Okay. But the thing is, like, okay, even in spite of this, you still have really poor financial behavior. Right.
Yes.
Or, well, I guess she doesn't say that. I'm kind of assuming that, seeing as how she's in like mountains of debt. Right.
Remember, Discover is suing.
Let's
her.
Real quick read some of her comments that elucidate a little more on the nature of the debt. Okay. So he says it's that he's leaving due to my bankruptcy and the fact I haven't cleared my check system issues. It had to do with an overdraft that caused my account to go under by 400 due to a rogue creditor. Long story short, he values money over the relationship we had and cares more about a mortgage broker thinking my history is sorted than building a future together. In all honesty, the fact that that one particular creditor sued me is a well-known payday lender and the butt of many jokes in terms of interest rates. I feel I deserve a better man than someone who will throw me under the bus for his own financial benefit because of reputation or feeling like others who might judge me for mistakes. Someone who'd understand that financial mistakes happen and want to buy a house for me and our kids regardless because love trumps finances. And the next one, we shared finances for expenses like vacations, and he pays for most of my rent since we need a safe place to live for the kids. But he sometimes acts like Mr. Infallible, so I was afraid to tell him about my spending mistakes and anxieties. I got caught up in loans that I was ashamed to tell him about. I was too embarrassed to let him know that I took out loans that I thought, mm-hmm. due to less financial literacy, were small but had the maximum legal amount of interest. Basically, predatory payday lenders, all of whom were vultures in terms of trying to rat me out to my employer, threatening to garnish wages and garnish bank accounts. He's holding worst of all the fact that the bank won't allow me to open a new account because of an archaic check systems reporting system, which is blocking me from doing so, and is hung up on the fact that one of my creditors is a payday lender and another is a tribal lender. This says, I think it's a bit of bias again, native lenders in this case.
Okay, this is a lot of blame on other people for your own shitty financial situation.
This is insane.
I'm sorry, like, I understand that the love trumps finances, right? I get where that's coming from.
There's limits to everything.
Yeah, but like the thing is, what you have revealed to this guy is that you have taken out loans with the most sordid people you possibly could. Like literally people that in a more just world would just be in prison. They are charging you the maximum allowable interest. You cannot get a bank account because of it. And he went and got a home with his own credit and money.
Okay, am I crazy? Or you should be jumping for joy that this guy got a home for you. with your terrible yeah. credit, terrible loan, terrible money decisions. And this guy was like, well, I bought the whole home. I didn't put it under your name, but you know, you should be so happy. Am I crazy or no? Like,
no. You know, I'm even gonna take a step away from the post for a second and just kind of take a step back and just talk about financial partnership in general. One of the worst things you can do in a relationship is hide your finances from your partner. Like, awful. That's just a terrible thing to do. I know it's embarrassing that you have debt. I understand that. But regardless of upbringing stuff, how you feel about your finances, how bad it is, you can't just hide your debt from your partner. Like, there is very serious ramifications for doing that for the two of you. So that kind of goes outside of the post in general. Like, I don't know. I don't want to rag on her too hard because clearly there's some upbringing stuff that happened here.
No, there's too much.
But I don't know. It's hard to not, like, see all these things about, like, well,
way too much.
If these predatory lenders and my
paying for a lot. He's paying, like, rent. He pays. She recognizes this, that he's the breadwinner, that and she's not. And that's okay. Relationships work in many different ways. But don't come in here being like, well, it's like, this isn't just simple mistakes. Okay. This is not straightforward. Like, oh, I did these simple things, which I clearly communicated. And now he like pushed me out of the home. You filed for bankruptcy. I think I can safely say most people don't file for bankruptcy. Right. I think that's like not a super common thing, like it's probably more so obviously here in America. Correct me if I'm wrong, but doing something like that, I'm pretty sure, while maybe frees you from, you know, these kinds of loans, etc., obviously blows a huge hole into your credit and pretty much doesn't like let you like buy things like a home. Now, I'm not saying our credit system rocks. I think it sucks ass, but don't act like this is, you know, like this guy's doing an evil thing to you when you can't even buy the home in the first place. You can't even put your name on it. You're bankrupt. You can't apply for being a home. You are like a giant anchor when it comes to doing like joint financial decisions because of, like, you are bankrupt. It doesn't matter if you like hate it or like it's upsetting to you. You did it and you thought it was financially responsible. So here are the consequences of that. Right.
I will say, I think that regardless of her ability to be put on the title to the property, the guy should have communicated with her that he was doing this. And honestly, she's going to live in this house with him.
I think so.
She should have been involved in like the decision-making process to a degree. Like, it is kind of destabilizing to be like, well, I bought a house. And it's like, oh, were you going to tell me that or show me the house we're moving into?
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Like, clearly you can't be on any of the paperwork, but you can at least involve her in the discussion. Like, okay, this smacks to me of like the guy feels like he is burdened by this relationship and is only doing it to keep the kids happy. You know, like, she's a huge financial anchor and burden, and he thinks that she's super irresponsible with money and can't involve her in, like, you know, financial joint decisions. So it's just like a lot of the stuff he's doing is just like, well, I don't even want to bother talking about money because of her, you know.
This woman had lied about many of her finances.
She's very bad with money and has a lot of debt, but I don't know, you could at least still talk about the
way
house
more,
right?
Like, I think
how bad do things
not
have
involving
to be
her in
a
decision that could have never involved her in the first place. While I understand, I agree that it'd be respectful of him to be like, hey, I'm going to buy this. Is that okay? Your name can't be on it because of, you know, bankruptcy, etc. And then she's like involved in it. But I agree with that. But I'm having trouble finding any kind of, like, you know, leeway for when you coat this kind of post in this regard, you know? Like, you're already so untrustworthy. This guy definitely could also be a little more communicative about the purchase, but I just can't really blame him for doing this, really. I mean, she's incredibly terrible with money and lied and is not truthful with her partner, like, and, you know, that's yeah. the response makes sense to me. Even if it's a little wrong from him, I completely get it. Does that make sense?
It does kind of feel, yeah, it's tough because I get it, but this feels kind of retaliatory, right? Like, yeah, sure, I understand his response, but at the end of the day, we're talking about buying a house for a new home, right? Like, yeah, she has this horrible history with money, but still, yeah. Like, I don't know, how do you not involve, like just logistically, I'm not even talking about emotional-wise, like, logistically, how do you not involve your partner in this? It's like, oh yeah, I bought a new home and we're moving, our move-in date's next month. Like, what, huh? Like, what are we doing with where we currently live? Do you have all the logistics of that figured out? Were you going to clue me in on any of this? Like, were you planning to leave me? Why did you not tell me about this? You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. No, I, the more you talk it out, the more I'm like, okay, these people just aren't prepared to be married. Like,
that's
definitely calling off the marriage was the right idea. But like, if you are unable to tell your partner you are buying a house because your partner was unable to tell you they are a financial anchor, then I don't care. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if you're not involving each other in the home buying process or whatever, you're not ready to be married. Like, what do you think is going to happen when you say I do? You're going to inherit a lot of financial turmoil that you may not be prepared for. And what do you think is going to happen when you say I do from the girl's perspective? Immediately, you're going to have to be like, yeah, just so you know, like, you now owe Ricky the Shark $400,000.
Right? Like, they have three kids. And I don't know. Like, to me, I just like,
yeah,
imagine being like, no, we're splitting up. And like, you're in the debt that you're in, right? Like, I don't know. It's just insane.
This one is very thorny. I feel like there's a lot of excuses being thrown around from her end, and there's a lot of weird surreptitiousness being used on his end. And the reality is, like, they just feel like they have to stay together because he or her, I don't know, but there is some amount of we need to stay together for the kids, and they just don't want to be together. You know, I think they have reached a point where they want to break up and they're not ready to accept the reality because they have three children together.
I still think she sucks,
but that doesn't matter. Sorry, like, you're clearly not very good for each other.
Epic.
Oh
yeah, I think so too.
But
I don't know where I'm landing on this. All right, let's vote.
Okay.
Decision time.
All right, Jordan, when it comes to this woman, do you think she's an asshole?
Okay, so am I saying is she the asshole? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Man, this one sucks. God, they all suck. All right. Here's how I'm going to do this. I'm just going to explain my reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
The question at the top was, am I the asshole for giving my fiance my ring back because he closed on a house without telling me? Regardless of the history of financial turmoil and irresponsibility, he closed on a house without telling you, which is a huge life decision. And you should have been involved in that conversation and the logistics of that whole thing. You are not the asshole for giving the ring back because, and I'll make this short, him buying a house without telling you is emblematic that things are a lot worse than you probably thought they were before that. So that was a breaking point, and I think you have every right to consider that a breaking point.
Honestly,
so no,
I agree with everything Jordan said, and I think she is the asshole. Because you know why? Joseph mentioned this a couple posts ago, and it was something about how, like, the poster is the one who made this mess into themselves, including being with this guy, and they finally are thinking about breaking this off, and they go to Reddit, and they're like, look at this situation where I am a giant, like, I'm an idiot, and I'm dumb. Am I the asshole? Yes. You are the asshole, and it is probably a good decision for you to split with your husband. And I agree with Jordan that technically it's not assholey of you to bring your ring back. I think it is correct that you are splitting. I still think you are the asshole here. I think the guy has made mistakes, disclaimer, and I think that could have, you know, obviously could have communicated better. And I, again, agree with Jordan that these are big decisions. And in a normal situation, would definitely warrant these red flags saying you should break up anyway. But regardless, that's where I stand.
Fair.
I can't believe this is going to fall on me. Oh, boy.
I get it. I don't blame you either way, honestly.
I really believe both of you. I really... I think you both are correct.
Normally, I'm in this position. God, good. Finally, yeah. You get to sit here in this fucking seat.
Okay. It was really irresponsible of this woman to not disclose her finances with someone she intended to spend the rest of her life with. Really irresponsible of the man to go look for a house that they were all going to live in and buy it without showing her or involving her in the process at all, despite her financial situation. Regardless of what happens here, I think it's good that the wedding got postponed or canceled. Yeah. I don't think these two are ready to be married to each other, or maybe should be at all. The guy is, he's such a, honestly, such a jerk for going and getting a home, but I cannot wrap my head around financial information for you, and you gave me a house and I'm pissed about
Actually,
it. I think
no,
I have to go with
I
the woman being an
better.
Asshole here. I think I have to.
Ugh.
I get where you're coming from. Don't worry. I get it, Jordan. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know. I'm really.
I get it.
This is why these are the controversial ones, folks.
This is so close for me, but I'm still gonna land where I landed.
I hate you.
I don't fault you guys for making that choice, but God, yuck. This one was so gross.
No. Ugh. I mean, yes.
Ugh. All right. Anyway.
The council has spoken.
All right. This one comes from AITIH. It is another banger from today. Will I be the asshole if I ask my parents for a bigger inheritance than my already wealthy sister?
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm ready.
I, 44F, have an older sister, 49F, who is married with a couple of kids. I'm a single mother with a couple of kids. My sister's husband, 52M, works in finance, and they do very well. I just heard he's getting ready to retire. I don't know exactly how much they're worth, but they both have sent their kids to Ivy Leagues, own their multi-million-dollar home outright, and take pretty nice vacations. They're worth somewhere in the $10 to $7 million range, I would estimate. I will say that they are not showy about their money. They don't flaunt it. They don't brag about their stuff. They are quietly wealthy, but no one is confused that they are. I work at a pretty stable job in the public sector, so while I can make ends meet, it is difficult for me, and I don't have a lot of fun money. I don't have my house paid off. I take pretty frugal vacations. I am sweating how to pay for college for my kids, even if they go to an in-state school. Our parents are wealthy, too. They have a big home in a medium cost of living city, and they have a nice vacation home in a travel destination area. They take nice vacations, although less so these days, now that they aren't physically able to travel as much. They're getting old, and their health is starting to get bad. I don't want them to die anytime soon, but aging sucks. My sister and I have started talking about assisted living. I live close to them, so a lot of that will fall on my shoulders. Our parents have said everything is split 50-50 between me and my sister. They will sell both their main house and the vacation home when they go into assisted living, so we won't have to deal with any real estate. I think the total estate will be somewhere around $3 million, though how much we inherit will depend on how much they end up spending while in assisted living. When they eventually do pass away, I think I should get more of the inheritance, though. My sister doesn't need it, and I do. I never married, but she did, and got lucky marrying a guy with a good career. My brother-in-law is a little arrogant, but he's not a jerk to my sister, their kids, my parents, or me and my kids. I already do get some small benefits from my parents because I live close, so they help me with my house down payment, and whenever we go out to eat, me and my kids always eat for free, and I can use their vacation home whenever I want to. My sister lives far enough away that it's not really convenient for her and her family to use it. But I think it would be more equitable for me to get a larger inheritance, something like 2-to-1 instead of 1-to-1. My sister already knows that our parents intend to split it evenly, and I think she would be upset if they didn't split it that way. She has already made gentle passive-aggressive comments about how I've gotten help from them and that she doesn't get when her kids were younger. And she might resent it if I got a lot even though I needed more than she does. They would probably just spend it on more lavish vacations while I would be spending it on college tuition at my home. Will I be the asshole if I make that case to my parents?
You ever read someone's argument or you ever listen to someone and you go, wow, you are really selling this to yourself. Right? Like, I'm reading this and I'm like, wow, this is really convincing. It's almost as if they've made this argument in their head like thousands of times. Right? I haven't even said if I agree or not, or if I think that they're like a jerk or not. I just like, I can feel it from this post.
No, you know they're like rehearsing it. They're like, oh my gosh, I just feel so strongly about this. And it's like, yeah, we know you do.
Weird one.
We get it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's very strange. I feel like this one is, despite the fact that it's on Reddit, it is meant to convince herself. It's like, yeah. I think she knows deep in her heart of hearts, this is probably not good.
Okay. All right, let me engage with that.
Yeah.
You know, it is a thorny thing to ask. It feels like, oh, this is kind of shitty to ask. But does that mean it's wrong to ask? You know, like, let's be real about this here. Like, just looking at the reality of this, she is struggling to put her kids through college. And the sister, come on, their kids went to Ivy Leagues. They don't need the fucking inheritance money. Like, be reasonable about your financial situation over mine. Like, look, I'm not resenting to you because you have a wealthier lifestyle and married, like, you know, a very rich man. I don't resent you for this. But I need the money more than you do. The inheritance money is gonna go farther if it goes to me, if more of it goes to me. You clearly do not need it.
But...
And the sister can be honest about that and be like, yeah, you're probably right.
Well, but I want to be clear here. This isn't the difference between like getting $50,000 and getting like $200,000. This is the difference between $1.5 million and $2
million. Like it's a lot of money.
Whatever amount of money this person is getting... It is going to put the kids through college and pay off the house.
That's probably fair, yeah.
That's insane. That should be enough to, like, I mean, if you still work, like, you'll be fine.
That's true.
For a while. And you can easily put your kids in college, easily, and have plenty of money in the reserve, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
To me,
that's fair.
The thorniness of this kind of prevents me from engaging with it just because, like, yes, you are right. She makes less money. Equitably, she should probably get more of the inheritance, right? But like, that's going to require the parents to be like, all right, upon our death, we assume that you're just going to be in a worse situation. So we are going to give you more of the money that we had hoped would be divided among our children. Like, I understand the other sister is in a good situation.
Exactly.
What happens if this sister finds herself in a good situation? If she marries someone who's rich, for instance, do we have to go back to the probate court and be like, actually, our situation has changed. And now the other sister needs more money and amount of money, of course, that will be really big no matter what happens.
Maybe this is just me, but if I was worth $7 million, how come I can't help my sister who's like struggling? Am I crazy? Like, that was something I just, like, was thinking about reading this, and I'm like, not to say that, you know, you have to your family or whatever, but it is an unthinkable amount of money, and I just, like, don't understand, because that's separate from this asking for more inheritance, because I think objectively that it's actually not fair to the parents who were like, this is... We love you equally, and this is how we are going to split this, because we both love you, and I don't give a crap about how much money you have or how much little money you have. I want to show you, like, the work we've done and the love we have for you is 50-50, right? Like, that if I'm a parent, I'm like, I'm going to split this evenly. I don't care about, like, where you're all at. I don't want to favor one or the other more. Like, of course the sister's feeling passive aggressive, because, like, let's say, okay, I assume that the sister actually doesn't make a lot of the money, maybe, right? Like, I'm assuming a bit, because she says my sister's husband works in finance and they do very well. I don't know the sister's job. Maybe she has a job that pays decently or whatever. But I think there's something about the independence of the sister of, like, hey, you know, this is my family too. You know, this isn't about what my husband makes. This is for me, right? Like, yes, I don't need the money, but it's just about the, like, the love that you had for your parents. It, like Joseph said before, like, suddenly, like, you marry an even wealthier husband. Well, now what? Does the sister get it? Because,
yeah.
You know, or like, oh, they hit like a financial rut and like now they have less than you. What? They get it now? They get the 75 and you get the 20? What happens?
It's tough because I tend to resonate with the people that are in the harder financial situation, of course. I think we all do.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But you are right in the sense where it's like, okay, Well, the parents can't just be like, okay, and now that I'm 30
it's
seconds
never
from
meant
death,
to be that. It's
let
never
me
meant
evaluate
to be like a,
where you
can
both
you
are
rewrite
at financially.
The will like now? Because I need the money now. Like, that's what it feels like. Because if you go to your parents and you're like, well, I actually need the money more than my sister. Like, it's like, okay, like, yeah. This is our money, right? Like, we worked hard for this and you're going to get your 50% whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that's true. You convince me in that. It's, the thing that really sucks is that, okay, she estimates that they're worth 7 to 10 million. And it's like, are they really? I mean, taking that on face, well, they do go to Ivy Leagues and own a multi-million-dollar home. So, including assets, yeah, they're probably at 7 to 10 million, sure. I guess, like, do you not want to ask them for money? I guess it is kind of embarrassing to ask your sibling
for money. How much more embarrassing
money?
Could it be to be like, hey, mom and dad, when you kick the bucket, what am I getting?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what, that's the okay one, but not, hey, sis, I'm struggling financially. Do you mind helping
yeah,
out
exactly.
a bit?
No,
I know that you guys are doing really well, but it's okay if you can't. I don't know, like, anything?
Yeah, just like something. I don't know. This does, even though I said that she doesn't have resentment, I mean, this does smack a little bit of resentment and jealousy.
Oh, you think?
Like, of course,
do you think?
Though. Like, yeah, like, of course, it makes sense to be jealous about this, right? Like, your sister, the person you are blood related to, is living in a fucking multi-million-dollar home and taking vacations to the Dominican Republic every 3 months or whatever. And, you know, you're at a public sector job making, I don't know, 50K a year. Like, yeah, I get why you're jealous. Like, but you do kind of have to, you know, if you really are struggling, if for the betterment of your kids, even, it might even be like, hey, look, sis, I'm so sorry to do this, but I'm having a rough time here. Is there any help you give me? And even if they say no, it's like,
yes, like, family's there for you. I don't know. Like, am I crazy? Why does it have to be? Oh, my God, we're back. Why does it have to be this Tom and Jerry style? Like,
yeah,
but if I tell my parents to give me 75%, I think that's perfect and fair. Like, ooh, yeah,
it's, you know what it is? It's you never have to admit to your sister that you're jealous.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
That's yeah, it. You just have to admit to your parents.
Well, that it's different, right? You know, you can talk to the parents, and the parents may be like, yeah, you're right. Well, we understand.
Oh, but they like her more, too. Oh, my. Well, not really. But, like, you know, she says that throughout their history, right, that she, like, well, the sister was already jealous because when they were younger, that she got a lot of help that her older sister didn't. And that she'll get even more resentful about it. I don't know. Maybe that's why she feels comfortable going to her parents, because she's always gotten their help a little more than her other sister did.
Yeah, honestly, just take the L and admit that you're jealous to your sister and ask for money. Like, I don't know. That's not the worst thing in the world.
Or just keep quiet and get your $1 million. God. Like, what? Greedy ass. Like,
okay, that's true.
Like, you're doing fine. I know it sucks, and you're but, like, she says, you know, she doesn't have a lot of fun money. Yeah, many people don't. I know it sucks. All of us have to budget. I'm not saying you're not, like, you know, but she's not on the streets, right? Like, I don't have a house paid off, every American. I have pretty frugal vacations, every American. And I'm sweating how to pay for college for my kids, every American. You're listing every single American has this problem. Like, I'm not to say, not to belittle it, but, like, it is a universal struggle. And you should be so, 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 so thankful you have a family that helps you, that has millions of dollars in estate and a vacation home you're going to own. God.
Okay. I've made up my mind.
Let's vote.
Decision time.
When it comes to rich sister, poor sister, Jordan, do you hate the poors?
You know, at long last, I finally get to reveal my true colors and say, yes, poor people bad. You smelly. No.
True.
I do empathize with her. I get being jealous about money, but come on. Be real. You're going to get a shit ton of money from this, regardless of if it's 2-to-1 versus 1-to-1. Like, relax.
Danny.
You're definitely an asshole. I'm sorry. You live a good life, and it might not be as good. I get it. And you have financial struggles. I completely and absolutely understand.
Yeah.
Come on. Be real. Again, I said at the beginning, you are convincing yourself that this is the right choice. You're not trying to convince Reddit because they're not convinced. And neither am I.
I guess I'm the only one here who cares about the plight of the impoverished.
Yeah, true. That's true.
I'm just kidding. Of course, right. I hate
you're,
poor people.
You're a hero
and,
for poor.
I sided against her as soon as I read that she wasn't smart enough to marry a man who is in the God-given field of finance.
Finance.
All right, that's a 3-0.
The council has spoken.
This was we had some crazy ones.
Yeah, this is a good week.
This was a crazy week. Jesus Christ.
Anyone got any closing thoughts?
Nope.
Bye.